Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Elle McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how Kendall Antron started Made in Indy, a podcast highlighting the creative tapestry of the Circle City. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes he's had along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Kendall, it's so great to have you on the show. How have you been?
It is great to be here. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I love how we're both wearing our logoed shirts. You have your Made in Indy shirt on. I have my Indiana Originals shirt on. Yes. What has this journey for you been like? I mean, you're telling some great stories about people that are really making a difference here.
You know, it's really been interesting. I think one thing that anyone who does any type of artistry can tell you is that when you learn more about yourself when you are talking to other people. And I think this journey has really highlighted for me that whether you're in Indiana or Antarctica, we all really want the same basic things. We all want to be treated with respect. We all want to live a life of quality. And we really all just want some type of peace in our lives. And I think that that is really what I've learned the most in talking to people from all walks of life.
You've had chefs on the show, you've had artists, you've had politicians. I mean, where are you finding your guests? Why are you wanting to tell their stories?
I think it comes from what I think is interesting, right? I think it's like, you know, my background is one of theater, and I watch a lot of murder mysteries. I watch a lot of talk shows, and I've always just had an eye for what I think is something that other people would miss. And so my goal is always just to have a type of conversation with someone where you wouldn't be able to find that information anywhere else. So I really find people to speak with that are doing something interesting. And I want to, you know, illuminate that and say, hey, look at this guy or girl.
How long have you been doing the podcast now?
2 years.
2 years. And how did it come about?
You know, it came about as something that I am from Indianapolis, but I have not lived here in many, many years. I moved back in 2019, and so much had changed in the community, Indianapolis proper, and even outside of Indianapolis. And I really didn't recognize my city anymore. You know, when I left and, you know, to go to college many years ago, there were many more cornfields than there are now. But then all of this development happened, all of these great, you know, restaurants, chefs. And I created the podcast as a way for me to get involved with my city and learn what was going on, because I think that it's been captured by a lot of other people, but podcasting is a new thing.
What are some of your favorite interviews so far? What are the stories that you've just loved sharing?
Wow. It's hard to kind of say which some of the ones that I've loved, but I've really enjoyed talking to, I have a really great friend. Her name is Lizzie Silva, and she is a fiber artist. And we are actually really close friends. She's from Indianapolis, but she lives in the Bay. She just released a book earlier this year, and I was able to interview one of my best friends. And so I think that that was something that's really, really great. A few other episodes that I loved, I interviewed Alilia Bundles, who's Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter. And I think that was just great as well, because she told the story of someone who's made such an impact in our city. And those are the stories that I like the best. People who are really making an impact in their own way.
Have you always been a storyteller? I mean, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh my God, an actor. And I am an actor. I've done, you know, writing songs and acting have always been my passion. And I can remember, you know, when I was like 7, I would stand up in front of my family and do monologues. And they're like, oh, this kid is crazy. But I always knew that there was something that I needed to express. And I think we all have that thing that we need to express. And so this life for me is an exercise of constantly being able to express myself in the most positive way.
When you started your podcast, were you doing it in person?
Yes.
To the person doing the interviews. And then
yes.
I noticed that you didn't miss a beat when the pandemic hit. I mean, you still have lots of episodes. how has technology been an advantage for you?
Technology for me has really streamlined my process, because I think if you look at how everyone is able to work from home all around the world and still not miss a beat, it's been the same for me and my podcast. I've been able to reach people and still have very intimate conversations while being sometimes across the country or across the state. Technology for me has really allowed me to contact individuals and schedule conversations with individuals that I may have not been able to, because I'm able to fit more things into a day. I think really there's 24 hours in a day, but with technology, it really feels like 48 hours in a day.
Now you're doing more than just the podcast, right? Like career-wise, what else do you have your hands in right now? Is this your passion project? Do you want to do this full time? I mean, where does this podcast lie?
You know, one thing leads to another. And I'm working on a talk show currently. And my biggest inspirations are Oprah Winfrey and RuPaul, those two. And I feel like I'm their love child if they ever had one. And those two individuals have always just talked to people to really illuminate the human experience, right? The human condition. And that is where I'm headed. Just having a platform where I am talking about the things that really matter from a perspective where I don't really have any expectations. I just enjoy talking to people, and that is where I'm headed. You know, I just launched my apparel line with Made in Indy. So that's been really fun. I'm currently working with local designers and creating a brand within itself for Made in Indy. And Made in Indy is just becoming a well of information for people here in Indianapolis. And that is something that I'm excited about. It's something that continues to grow and evolve. So it started as a podcast, but it's really becoming more of a lifestyle platform.
And what motivates you?
God and my family. And when I say God, I think it is not this entity that's sitting on a chair in the sky. It is the thing that created me, that created you. It is the source of why the birds sing and the sun glows. It's the thing that is why I am here. So I always tell myself, if I am here, if I woke up today, there's something that I need to do. And if that is, you know, laying in the bed eating Chipotle, well, then that's what I need to do. But if it is telling the story of someone, or, you know, just learning about something new, that's what motivates me. And that's what I think God is. It's that source that is inside of each one of us.
Coming up, the challenges and successes Kendall has had along the way and what he wants you to know about starting your own business. This is Local Matters.
Hi, I'm Lance.
And I'm Mel.
In the spring of 2012, we were walking around downtown Indianapolis. We were looking for someplace local for dinner. We threw out a restaurant name and Mel asked,
"Is it local?"
That simple question became a much bigger conversation, and our company, Indiana Originals, was born.
Every Indiana Originals member is certified local. That means the business is an Indiana-owned and operated company, headquartered here and not part of an out-of-state chain. When you discover and support a business on our website or on our app, you are keeping more money in Indiana, helping our communities be unique, and creating jobs.
If you spent 5% more on goods and services from Indiana, we would have $1.8 billion more dollars for our schools and infrastructure. So when you break it down, that's just $35 per household per week. When you see the Indiana Originals badge, you know you are supporting local Indiana businesses.
Download our app powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and get your business certified local at IndianaOriginals.com. Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Hello, listeners of Local Matters. This is McFarling Foods, and you know, 2020 was quite a year. McFarling Foods was there through it all because McFarling Foods is serious about partnership. We are in this together. That's what it's all about. We care about what's best for your business. How can we help? And McFarling Foods is a partner to local, independent restaurants. Because, hey, anyone can sell you food. Wouldn't you rather have a partner? A partner who's invested in this same community. McFarling Foods. We're local. This is our home, too. It's where we live, where we work, and where we raise our families. See, nothing's more important to us than our community and our neighbors right here in central Indiana. Oh, and we are. very proud to be an Indiana original. For more about McFarling, go to McFarling.com. That's McFarling.com.
We've been chatting with Kendall Antron of Made in Indy, a podcast started in 2019. Kendall, what's been the hardest part about being a business owner?
I think the most difficult part for any business is generating revenue, right? And I think that's different for each business model. For a podcast, generating revenue comes in the form of many different ways: sponsorships, merchandising, and even events. With the year that we've just had, a lot of those things have just dissolved. And I think the toughest part has really been finding ways to be innovative while generating revenue.
I think a lot of people would agree with that. The revenue really is the difference between something being a hobby and being a business. And I think a lot of people don't understand that, you know, things cost money. You know, even podcasts, right? You're still recording on equipment. You might have a microphone. You might be doing an interview on your phone, but you still need that computer to edit. And there are lots of different things, you know, that go into what we do. And I think sometimes people get into the enjoyment of it, right? Like they're listening, then they forget the background. I mean, you can almost relate it to, you know, like a play production or something. You have, you know, the people you see on stage. But I mean, Kendall, as you know, how many people are in the background getting it all done?
And it's the art of making something profitable while still maintaining its integrity. But I also think what's interesting about and has been a interesting part for me is consistency, right? You have a lot of people who start podcasts, which is great. It's a great medium, but a podcast, you have to be with anything in this life. You have to be consistent. So is it weekly? Is it daily? Is it bi-monthly? Whatever it is for you. And then actually committing to it. And I think as a business owner, those are top tier things: our commitment, which is consistency, and then understanding how your business can generate revenue and serve its community.
What's the most rewarding part about running this business?
Personally, the most rewarding thing for me is all the things I learn about myself. All the things that I, when I sit back and say, okay, well, what can I do? How can I do that? And then realizing that, oh, I actually do have something that is growing here. That's the most rewarding part for me. It's like anyone with a business, it's like having a baby and seeing that baby grow and then walk and then speak. Not that my business can do any of those things, because that'd be a little weird, but you know what I mean.
It talks all the time. What would you tell others that want to start their own business? What do you want them to know?
Do it for you and do something that you love. I think that's that sounds super cliche, but if I was, you know, starting a business of, you know, making coffee, well, I like coffee, but it's not my passion. My passion is talking to people. So that is something that will continuously motivate me when things get hard. That is how ideas flow to me, because I love it. And it's like, I'm pouring myself into that. So my biggest advice to anyone is just do what you love, follow your bliss, and everything will come to you.
Why does supporting local and being known as an Indiana original matter to you, Kendall?
So important, because I'm from Indiana, and I think that Indiana has so many amazing people and so many amazing stories. It's important to support local because it's a form of giving back that gives right back to you. And also, it's supporting local is so important because you have these huge companies. You know, we all love Amazon. We all love these huge things, but those companies aren't on the very basic level upholding our communities. And I've talked to so many individuals who are, you know, artisans and creators and who are in our communities, and they know what's going on. Supporting local is helping to create the through lines of our community. And by doing that, that's the best thing you can do to support your city and your state.
Kendall, how many episodes do you have now?
Oh my goodness. Well, currently published, I have 41, but I am a bit of a perfectionist, so I have a lot more.
Oh, so, they're just in the can, they're waiting?
Yes, and so that's one of the things that I've learned as well, is to treat my to go back to one of your earlier points, not only is consistency important, revenue is important, automation is important. You want to make things as seamless as possible so ways that you can continuously, you're not reinventing the wheel. So for myself, with my first season, I knew, I'm like, okay, so this is how it works. So for my second season, I'm like, oh, I need to record several episodes, treat it like a production, treat it like something that is growing. I have several episodes. These are the people I want to talk to. Really think forward. And that has turned out very well for me.
Do you have any guests that maybe surprised you or you learned something from that you had no idea, or just one of those moments where you're just in awe of what you were told?
I have a podcast coming out really soon with someone who created their own wines. They have their own winery. And I love wine. But I think talking to her, her name is Nicole, talking to her and really seeing the process of how she went from, you know, wanting to create a wine company, then actually doing it, the steps that it take, I was in awe of that. I was in awe of that. So that the process of creating that big of a business kind of was interesting. And I think one of the other things that really kind of captivated me was when I talked to Dr. Woody Myers, who was running for governor, and what that undertook. That really surprised me as well, because he had a genuine wanting to change Indiana for the better.
Kendall, besides IndianaOriginals.com and our app, where do we find out more about you and how do we support your business?
Oh my goodness, such great questions. Head over to madeinindiepodcast.com. There you can find the latest episodes, purchase apparel, and just interact with me in general. You can also head over to my Instagram, which my personal Instagram is Kendall Antron, if you guys wanted to chat, or my Instagram for the podcast is Made in Indie. So just Google Made in Indie and you'll see my gorgeous face.
And your wonderful t-shirts and your tote bags and the whole lifestyle brand you're developing. Kendall Antron, thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters. And thank you for doing your part to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana.
Mel, thank you for what you're doing.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Originals, Indiana.Gifts, and McFarling Foods. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Learn more about why Local Matters at IndianaOriginals.com and on our app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. I'm going back to Indiana. Download the Indiana Originals app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and check out IndianaOriginals.com.